他的话。
This morning I continue to share with you Gideon, the mighty man of God.
今天要继续与大家继续这个题目，基甸，神大的名。
Let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter
6. 放开奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期六早上的。
Judges chapter 6, verse 2.
第六章，
verse 2.
创世记三百五十六首。
Judges chapter 6, verse 2.
四世纪的第二章的第六章的第二节。
And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, because the Midianites, the children of Israel, made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the stronghold, which are in the mountains.
来继续在这里来。第二节，米甸人压住以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴挖洞建造营垒。
查考圣经的时候，我们会在祷告中的祷告中来。所以 during this time, the chosen people of God sinned greatly against God.
所以这时候呢，这些以色列人呢，他们犯罪得罪神。
So because of this, God delivered them to the enemy.
所以神呢，把他们交在敌人的手中。
And their main enemy was the Midianites.
然后这个主要的这个敌人呢，是这个米甸人。
And because God delivered them to the enemy, and then the Midianites prevailed over the chosen people of God.
所以因为神把以色列人交在米甸人的手中，所以他们就可以大大的胜过这些以色列人。
And during this time, the chosen people of God had to live on the mountain.
所以这个神的选民呢，就没办法只能在这个山中来居住。
Of course, we feel that if they live in a mountain, they must have really great view.
所以我们可能以为他住在山中山上的话，他们可能有个美好的这个景象。
But actually, they even though they live on the mountain, but they live in dens and caves and strongholds.
但是在他们在山中居住的时候，却住在这个穴这个洞中。
So we know caves and dens are not fit for the chosen people of God.
我们知道这些以色列人其实不需要住在这个穴这个洞中。
Because cave and dens are for animals, not for people.
因为这些穴这些洞只是给动物住的，不是给人住的。
But because the enemy prevailed over them.
但是因为敌人却大大胜于他们。
They live a life in fear.
所以他们过着一个充满恐惧的
生活。They live a life of darkness.
他们住在一个充满黑暗的生活。
They live a life full of sorrow.
他们住在一个非常沮丧的一个生活。
So the same thing for us nowadays.
对我们今天来说也是一样。
We are the chosen people of God.
我们是神所拣选的选民。
Our life should be full of peace.
我们的生命应该是充满这个平安的。
Our life should be full of joy.
我们的生命应该是充满这个喜乐。
Why? Because God is our heavenly Father.
因为神是我们的天父。
But if you and I feel so sad every single day,
但是如果你和我却每天感觉那么沮丧的话，
if we fall into depression,
如果我们跌入了这个忧郁症的话，
then we must think and reflect about our relationship with God.
我们必须要反省我们与神的这种关系。
Because God is the source of all goodness.
因为神是所有一切美好的事情的源头。
Everything that is good comes from God.
凡是美好的东西都会从神而来。
But everything that's full of darkness from Satan.
但是从凡是属黑暗的都是从撒旦来。
That's why look at the chosen people of God.
所以我们看神的选民。
They live in dense caves and strongholds.
他们住在这个穴这个洞中。
And not only that, whatever they try to make, the enemy would come and take it away from them.
不单如此，他们所每次栽种或者说做一些种一些东西，他们敌人都会来攻打他们。
So because of this, they became so poor.
所以因为如此，所以他们那么的穷。
And their life is full of sorrow.
他们的生命是充满着这个悲伤的。
So make sure you and I do not fall in this kind of category.
所以我们必须要让我们自己不要跌入这个状况当中。
Even though yes, sometimes physically we are well to do.
可能在我们这个物质上面呢，我们是非常有钱的。
But how is that? You know, how is that spirit?
但是我们的灵魂，我们的灵里呢
？How is that emotion?
我们的这个情感呢
？Do we live a life of peace and joy?
我们是否过着一个非常平安的一个生活呢
？Do we live a life to love God and to love man?
我们是否过着一个又爱神又爱人的一个生活呢
？Because these things are the characteristic of God's chosen people.
因为这些是属神的这种特征。
So and look at verse 6, chapter 6, verse 6.
我们看第六章的第六节。
So Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
第六节，以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
So during this time, their life is so bitter.
所以在这个当时呢，以色列人的生活是那么的苦。
And they were full of distress.
然后他们是多么的沮丧。
So because of this, they cry out to the Lord.
因为这个缘故，所以他们就呼求神。
But amazingly, God always answered their prayer.
非常奇妙的，神每一次都会应允他们的祈求。
Because God is such a merciful God.
因为神是那么有怜悯的神。
So in other words, if we live in dens and caves and strongholds, we can just cry out to the Lord.
所以如果我们住在这个洞这个洞穴之中呢，我们可以呼求神。
And the Lord will deliver us.
神必定会必定会帮助我们。
And that's why He wanted to choose a person to be judged to deliver them.
所以神选选了一个人来把他们带出这个沮丧当中。
And that person was Gideon.
这个人就是基甸。
Gideon's father was very wealthy.
基甸的父亲呢是非常富足的。
And he himself was very wealthy.
基甸本身也是非常富足。
But he was not afraid to do work.
但是他却愿意的来做工。
Before he entered any battles, God already called him the mighty man of valor.
在他还没有进入这个征战之前呢，神已经称他为大能的勇士。
Let's read verse 11, verse 12.
我们看十一节、十二节。
Judges chapter 6, verse 11, verse 12.
士师记的第六章十一、十二节。
Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the turban tree which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joaz the Abyssinite, while his son Gideon thrust wheat in the winepress.In order to hide it from the Midianites, verse 12.
十二节。
An angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor."
十一节，耶和华的使者到了俄非拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约雅斯的橡树下。约雅斯的儿子基甸正在酒闸那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。十二节，耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说。大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
Why the angel of the Lord called Gideon the mighty man of valor?
为什么耶和华的这个使者呢，跟他叫称他为大能的勇士呢
？We did not see him do anything great.
我们并没有看到基甸做什么伟大的事情。
We don't see him kill anyone.
我们也没有看到基甸击杀什么人。
But he was thrusting wheat in the winepress.
他只是在酒闸那里打麦子。
But God called him the mighty man of valor.
但是神却称他为大能的勇士。
If we want to be the mighty man of God,
如果要做神大能的勇士
we should not only do great things, but we also must do all the little things that churches need to do.
我们不单只要做大事，我们要在教会每一件小事都能胜任。
And that's what it means to be the mighty man of God.
So, 这个就是神大能勇士的
意思。There's no work in church that's beneath us.
在教会没有什么事太小，是不起
眼的。If we are required to clean the toilets, we clean the toilets.
如果我们需要洗厕所的话，我们就去洗厕所。
If we are required to vacuum the hallway, we vacuum the hallway.
如果要吸地毯，我们就去吸地毯。
Because in the eyes of God,
因为在神的眼中
，everything that we do for Him, it have equal a benefit.
我们在他所做的在他眼里所做的一切都有这个好处。
And that is to get reward from him.
那就是从他那里得到奖赏。
So that's what we studied last night.
所以这是我们昨天晚上所查考的。
And what are the characteristics that a man of God must have?
还有我作为神的人他应该有什么特征呢？
Look at verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Judges chapter 6 verse 14.
士师记第六章的第十四节。
Then the Lord turned to him and said,Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?
第十四节，耶和华观看基甸说：“你靠着这能力去从米甸手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？”
Actually, we know that Gideon must be a very powerful person.
我们知道基甸其实是一个非常有能力的一个人。
God said, "Go in this might of yours."
他这里耶和华说。靠着你这能力去
，and save Israel，
来拯救这个以色列人。
Why? Because of all the people, I'm the one have chosen you to go and save the Israelites.
因为在以色列当中，我已经拣选你，让你去拯救以色列人。
How would you feel during that time?
如果在这下当刻，你会感觉如何
？Maybe if we were Gideon, we would feel so honored.
可能如果我们是基甸的话，我们感觉到非常荣耀。
No, God wants to send us.
因为神要利用我
to save his people
来拯救他的选民。
But how Gideon feel in that time?
但是基甸当时感觉如何呢
？Look at verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house."
十五节，基甸说：“主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派中是最贫穷的。”我在我父家是至微小的。
To hear Gideon say to God.
所以这基甸跟神说。
How can I save Israel?
我有何能拯救以色列人呢
？He said his clan is the weak, is the you know his clan is the weakest of all the tribes.
他说他的家 马拿西支派中是最贫乏的。
And of course, and he said, in all his father's house, he is the weakest one.
然后在他父家，他是却微小，最微小的。
So in other words,
这换句话说
，you can see the man of God, his heart is full of humility.
我们可以看到神人呢，他的心中是充满了谦卑。
If God called you the man of valor,
如果神称你为大能勇士
，this means you are very strong.
就意味着你是非常有能力的。
But actually, Gideon knows really well that there's no way he can save the Israelites.If God was not with him.
但是基甸非常了解，如果不是借着神，他没办法拯救以色列人。
So this is the second characteristic of the man of God.
所以这个是作为神人的第二个特征。
We must have a heart of humility.
我们必须要有一个虚心。
You can see every heroes that they portray in movies, they always have the heart of humility.
In movies.
Yeah, in movies.
如果我们看电影上的这些勇士呢，他们通常都是有一个虚心。
For example, Superman.
例如说，我们说这个超人。
Even though he's all powerful.
即使他是非常有能力的。
But he's very gentle.
但是他是非常柔和。
And it's of course, and in real life, he worked as a newspaper person.
当然是在现实生活当中，他是一个记者。
And he looks like a nerd.
然后他看起来像一个。
So they portray him to be very gentle, very kind, very humble.
他看起来像一个书呆子，所以。他呈现的就是非常谦卑非常柔和的一个人。
But if Superman wasn't like that, then no one would like him.
如果这个超人不是这样子的话，没有人会喜欢他。
I don't know if you guys watch the old Superman with Christopher Reeve. He's all the ego, right? Became bad, and he was not humble at all, and he became the evil Superman.
所以如果我们有看过这个超人比较旧版的超人，这个超人呢，因为他的自尊心太强了，所以他变成一个坏的超人。
And the same thing with Spider-Man.
然后这个蜘蛛侠也是一样。
You can see Spider-Man in real life, I mean not real life, but you know, if he's not Spider-Man, he's a small little dude.
所以如果我们看蜘蛛侠呢，当他不是蜘蛛侠的时候，他只是一个普通人。
But they want to portray that he's a very humble person.
所以这个电影呢，要把它呈现说他是一个非常谦卑的一个人。
And then if he become full of pride and become that black Spider-Man, right? I don't know. I never watched it before, but there's a black Spider-Man out there, right?
但是我们知道，当这个蜘蛛侠他没有在有那种谦卑的心，他变成自尊心非常强，他就变成这个黑蜘蛛侠。
That's the guy that he worked with, and he was very proud, right? And he wanted to gain his power. Then when the spider bit him or whatever it was, then he turned to black Spider-Man because of his pride.
所以有一个人呢，他这个自尊心非常强，然后非常骄傲。刚刚看到这个。蜘蛛侠的时候，他自己也被这蜘蛛咬伤了，然后他就变成坏的蜘蛛侠。
Even Wonder Woman, this powerful woman.
另外一个就是这个美战士。
So I mean,
美女战士。
All these three characters, they can do, you know, if they become evil, like they can.You know, do many things. So that's bad.
所以这三个不同的角色，勇士角色呢，当他们开始变成骄傲，他们的这个个性就变坏。
And the same thing, all the prophets of God in the Bible.
在圣经也是一样，这些神的这些使者。
If they have no humility.
当他这些先知没有这个谦卑的心的话
then God cannot use them.
神就没办法利用他们。
Look at Moses.
我们看摩西。
At 40 years of age,
在40岁的时候
he was very powerful, very strong.
他是非常有能力。
He killed an Egyptian soldier with his bare hands.
他就用他的双手就把这个埃及的这个士兵给杀了。
He probably thought during that time, you know, I can deliver the chosen people of God.
所以当时呢，他可能就自己在想说，他可以用他的能力来拯救以色列人。
But God said no.
但是神说
He had to spend 40 years in the wilderness.
他必须在这个旷野花了在居住40年。
40 years working with the sheep and the animals.
40年呢，他就做一个牧羊人。
You know, for me, I really cannot imagine that.
所以对我来说，我没办法想象。
Because these last 5 days, you spend time with the younger people.
因为这五天呢，我花这过去的五天，我跟这个比较年轻的弟兄姐妹来。
After 5 days, I'm exhausted.
来沟通，五天后我就感觉到非常累。
They are full of energy.
因为他们非常有这个，他们很活泼。
And then when you share the Bible with them, you must keep them very interactive, right? So you must talk loudly, you must move around this and that, right? You feel so exhausted.
所以因为你要比较很活化的去跟他们讨论圣经，所以你必须要用很大的声音，然后一天过去就我就感觉到非常累。
And sometimes, you know, sometimes when you talk to them, they don't even listen to you.
有时你跟他们说，他们也不听你的话。
They don't care if you have PhDs, right? Whatever. They don't care if you're a medical doctor, a doctor, whatever. They don't care.
他们也不管你是否是毕业生啊、什么博士学位，他们也不管。
Can you imagine Moses, you know, hanging out with all those animals?
所以你可以试想，如果摩西跟这些动物来相处。
Not 5 days, 40 years.
他跟这些动物相处40年。
You think the sheep look at Moses? Oh, Moses, you're the prince that live in a palace.
你觉得这个动物会告诉摩西你是在这皇宫的这个王子吗
？So because of this, let me listen to you more.
他这个动物会说，因为你是王子，我就听你的话。
Oh, Moses, you're a very powerful guy. Oh, let me listen to you more.
你觉得动物会说啊，摩西你是非常有能力的人，所以我要听你的话。
I'm sure all those sheep did not care.
我深信这些羊也不管他。
They don't care that he was the prince in Egypt. They don't care.
他这些羊也不管他是否是埃及王子。
So that's why for 40 years in the wilderness.
所以40年在旷野。
He became to the point that he was the most humble man in the face of the earth.
他变成是世界上最谦卑的一个人。
So after 40 years later.
40年后。
Then God said, "Yes, you are ready to be used."
神告诉他说你已经预备好了，可以被我用了。
Why? Because after 40 years in the wilderness, there's no more I, right? Moses feel like he's no longer exists.
所以40年过后呢，摩西从来已经不会说我是我了，他已经感觉自己不是一个大人物。
And he's the kind of person that God needs so God can work in them.
所以神呢需要用这种人来实行他的工作。
And the same thing with Paul.
对于保罗也是如此。
Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
所以保罗是法利赛人的法利赛人。
And he learned from Gamaliel, the top teachers in that time.
他是加马列门下的一个学生。
So when God converted him on the road to Damascus.
所以当他去大马色的路程呢，神拣选他。
Paul thought that God could use him right away.
保罗以为神会当时重重的用他。
But during that time, every time he go to preach somewhere.
但是当时呢，当他到每个城市去
，people went against him. He caused a lot of trouble.
当他去传福音的时候，他就在哪一个地方都人家都反着他。
And then at that time he felt that you know the disciple for sure they can accept him.
所以当时呢，他以为这个门徒他们会接受他。
Actually, when he went to see the disciple, actually only Barnabas the one that really encouraged him.
所以当他见这些门徒的时候，只有巴拿巴愿意接受他。
And then when he caused all the problems, what did the disciple do with him?
当他在这些地方呢，制造了混乱，这些使徒告诉他什么呢
？The disciple sent him to Tarsus.
所以门徒遣送到他斯。
Actually, they sent him back home.
他把他们遣送回家。
Can you imagine the time how Paul would have felt?
所以你可以想象当时保罗的心境是如何呢
？God personally called me.
神亲自的来拣选我
But now nobody accept me.
但是现在却没有人来接受我
that,
不单如此他 把我送回家
How long were they in Tarsus for?
他在塔斯花了多久时间呢
Between 13 years to 15 years
他在塔斯住了13到15年
And that's the time that God you know, trained him
所以在这一段时间呢神就训练他
And that's the time that Paul cultivated himself.
所以在这一段时间呢保罗来培养自己
Why? Because he need to be a very humble person.
所以他要灵修成为一个非常谦卑的一个人
So God can use him.
所以来让神用
So the same thing for us.
对于我们来说也是如此
If you want to be the mighty man of God.
如果我们要作为神大能的勇士
Without humility there's no way that God can use us.
没有这个谦卑的心神是没办法运用我们
What does it mean humility?
谦卑是什么意思呢
IfWe are capable of doing something.
如果我们可以做，有能力做某件事情
，but we don't have to do it.
我们却没有这个必要去做。
If we are very gifted in giving sermon,
如果我们在这个灵会是非常有
，and the church never assigns to give sermon,
是非常有这个天分，但是教会却没有给我们。
Then our heart feels okay.
如果我们的心境感觉到没什么问题
，that is humility.
那个就是谦卑。
So that's why you and I need to learn this humility.
所以我们你和我必须要学习谦卑。
When there is humility, there is also unity between brothers and sisters.
如果我们有谦卑在弟兄姐妹当中呢，我们就有这个同心。
For example, my relationship with my wife.
例如说我和我太太的这个关系。
Actually, the secret for me to get along with my wife is to humble myself before her.
如果我要跟我太太有一个很良好的关系，就是我在她面前必须要虚心。
And every time I do something wrong, I say I'm sorry.
如果我做错某件事情，我就跟她道歉。
Even sometimes I'm right, I say I'm sorry.
即使我做对的事情，我要告诉他，我也向他道歉。
Why? Because if I humble myself before her, then there's nothing to argue about. There's nothing to fight about.
如果在他面前谦卑下来，我这样子我们就没有什么好挣扎的。
Because sometimes we are proud.
因为很多时候，当我们骄傲起来，
we always want to prove to others that we are right.
我们想尽办法来显明给对方我们是对的。
But quite often being right doesn't mean you'll bring peace.
但是很多时候。做对的事不代表会带不意味着会带来平安。
Look at Gideon.
我们看基甸。
He said to God.
他告诉神。
My clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
他说，马纳西支派中我是最贫穷。
And I am the least in my father's house.
我在我父家是至微小。
But look at verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
So when he said that to God.
当他这样回答神的话。
And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
耶和华告诉他说。我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人。
No, the first two verses that you and I read.
我们看了前两节。
God said, you know, go in this might of yours.
神说，用你的这个，你自己手中的这个能
力。Go, you are a mighty man of valor.
去吧，你是大能的勇士。
But after he truly humbled himself,
当基甸虚心的时候，完全谦卑自己。
God told him.
神告诉他。
Surely I'll be with you.
我确实会与你同在。
When we humble ourselves.
当我向在神面前
谦卑 God will exalt us.
神会提升我们
But if we exalt ourselves,
但是如果我们自我提升
God will bring us to a base.
神会把我们降下去
And it's a true characteristic of the man of God.
这就是神人所有的特征
But quite often the world views humility sometimes to be a weakness.
但是这个世界上却把谦卑看为一个弱点
I know, you know, a couple of true seekers come to our church.
我知道有几个来我们教会的这个慕道者
And they look at our brothers and sisters.
当他们看我们弟兄姐妹
And they say, why your church members always look so timid?
为什么你们的教会弟兄姐妹看起来是那么的惧怕
They always look like they're so scared of everything.
他们看起来很像什么事情都很害怕
Of course, sometimes they mix the humility between, you know, being timid or being a, you know, being scared.
所以很多时候他们把这个谦卑呢当作是一种胆小
But I know many brothers and sisters are very capable.
那我知道很多弟兄姐妹呢其实非常有能力
But even though they are capable, actually, they, you know, they are very humble at the same time.
虽然他们非常有能力但是他们也是同时非常谦卑
I know the sister.
我认识一个姐妹
She really, she makes about $500,000 a year.
他一年赚起大概是50万。
And all the Ivy League schools she went to, she's number one.
他去的这些大学当中，他都是鼎鼎有名的。
But when you talk to her, when you talk to her,
当你跟他谈话的时候
，she's so humble.
他是多么的谦卑。
You would never tell this person was, you know, in high school, right? When she graduated high school, they took half an hour to name all the reward that they give to her, right? Can you imagine half an hour?Every single reward she received.
所以在这个高中的时候，当他毕业高中毕业的时候，他们花半个小时来诉说他的成就。
So when she finished high school, every college wanted her to go there.
当他毕业后，很多大学都要他进入他们的学校。
And when she finished her undergrad, every graduate school wanted her to go there.
当他读完了他的大学时候，很多其他的大学要他继续做研究生。
But when I first met this sister, I just feel like, oh, she's, you know, she's a very normal kind of person.
当我第一次看到这个姐妹的时候，我感觉她是非常普通的一个人。
She spoke very softly.
她谈话的时候是非常小
声。She spoke very little.
她说话也不多。
And she truly manifests the gentleness of Christ.
她真正的来显明耶稣基督的这种
meanwhile,
这种虚心。
Meanwhile, she's brilliant.
而且她是非常聪明。
Even though her husband is very smart, but he's nothing compared to her, and he always says exactly what I'm saying too.
所以即使他是先生非常聪明，他先生也说，但是他的聪明比起太太来说是毫无比不上。
So this is the characteristic of the man of God.
这就是神人所有的特征。
And what is the third characteristic?
我们看第三个特征。
Remember when God talked about Moses.
当神谈到摩西。
The first thing he said about Moses, that he is the most humble man in the face of the earth.
神说摩西是世界上最谦卑的一个人。
And the second thing he said about Moses,
第二件事情他说的,
that he is the most obedient or faithful servant that God ever had.
是神说他是所拥有最, 最忠心的一个仆人。
Now, being obedient is very important.
所以, 可以顺服是一个非常重要的一件事。
If we are the mighty man of God,
如果我们是神大能的勇士,
if we are not obedient to God, for sure, we cannot do anything for him.
如果我们不能顺服神, 我们并不能为他做什么事情。
And this Gideon was an obedient person.
所以基甸可以, 可以说是一个非常顺服的一个。
Judges chapter 6,
我们看四十记节第六
章,
verse 25,
6 verse 25,
六章二十五节。
Now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, take your father young bulls, the second bull of 7 years old, tear down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the wooden image that is beside it.
第二十五节, 当那夜耶和华吩咐基甸说, 你取你父亲的牛, 取你父亲的牛来, 就是那七岁的第二只羊, 并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛, 砍下坛旁边的木偶。
Remember, Gideon is a mighty man of God.
我们看基甸是神大能的勇士。
So the first task that God wanted him to do, not to go out on the battlefield to fight against the Midianites.
所以他, 神叫他做的第一件事不是到米甸人那里去打仗。
The first task is going to your father's house.
第一个任务是进入你父亲的家。
And destroy the altar of Baal.
然后他拆毁这个巴利的所, 这个巴利的坛。
Can you imagine?
我们可以想想这一
点。If you were Gideon, what would go through to in your mind?
如果你是基甸，你头你会想到什么呢
？Why do you want me to go against my father?
为什么你要我反驳我父亲呢
？Because the altar built is in the midst of his house, inside his house.
因为这个巴利的坛是在他的家的中间。
Why do you want me to cause problem between me and my father?
为什么神你要我跟我父亲有一个不良好的关系呢
？But Gideon did not say one word.
但是基甸却没有说什么。
He was so obedient.
他是非常顺服的。
So that's why for us, we want to be the mighty man of God.
所以要作为神有能力的这个勇士。
The first thing you and I need to do.
首先所要做的事情。
We need to get rid of the idols that belong to our family members.
我们必须要把这个属于我们家人的这个偶像除去。
We need to get rid of the idols belong to ourselves.
我们必须要除去对我们的这些偶像。
Because if we cannot do that within the family,
如果我们在这个家中没办法做这件事的话
，then how can other people willing to trust if you want to help them?
那其他人怎么相信你会帮助他们呢
？What happened? Gideon said, "No, I don't want to destroy my father's altar."
如果基甸告诉神说我不想拆毁我父亲的这个坛
，For me, that was over for him.
我对我来说基甸就没戏唱。
God cannot use him anymore.
神没办法再运用他。
Why? Because to be obedient, even go against your father, you must do because this is God's will.
因为是神的，因为你要顺服神，所以你即使要反对你的父亲的话，
so,
你必须要这样做。
Look at verse 26.
我们看第二十六节。
Not only to break down the altar bill, but also build an altar to the Lord.
不单止你要把这个巴利的坛砍下就是拆毁，你必须要建一个神的这个筑一个给神筑一座坛。
Then you must build it on top of this rock.
你必须要把这座坛建造在这个石头上面。
You must do in proper arrangement.
你必须有一个步骤。
And then take the second bowl and offer burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image which was cut down.
然后将第二只牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶作为基。作为财
Look at verse 27.
第二十七节。
So Gideon took 10 men from among his servants and did as the Lord had said to him.
二十七节，基甸就从他仆人中挑了十个人，照着耶和华的吩咐行了。
This is the mighty man of God.
这就是神的大有能力的勇士。
And I'm sure that Gideon was not at ease when God told him to go and take down your father's altar.
我知道当时神如果告诉基甸你必须要把你父亲的殿拆毁，他心里却不是。很高兴。
But the Bible said Gideon did exactly what God had told him.
但是圣经却说，基甸做神所吩咐他的事。
This is being obedient.
这就是顺服。
And this is a characteristic of the man of God.
这就是神人所拥有的特征。
So here, when you and I become the mighty man of God,
所以你和我如果成为神的大能的勇士，
we must try our best to get rid of all the idols that's inside a family's house.
我们会尽量把家里所有的这些偶像除去。
But get rid of the idols only one part.
把偶像除去呢，只是事情的一部分。
In the place of these idols, we must build an altar to the Lord your God.
把这个坛偶像的坛除去，我们必须要筑一个神的坛。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Sometimes even though we want to destroy the idols inside our hearts.
当我们把我们心中的这些偶像除去
的时候，then the idols come back right away.
这些偶像又回来了。
But why is that?
为什么呢？
Because we have not built the altar of the Lord inside our hearts.
因为我们没有为神筑一座坛在我们心中。
You know that my older brother, he'sNo, when he came to visit me last summer.
我们知道我的哥哥上一次的这个暑假呢，他来这里访问。
And he really made a great determination to transform his life.
他下定决心要在他的生命当中做一个改变。
I mean, he'd been smoking pot almost all his life.
他一生都在抽大麻。
He'd been drinking almost all his life.
他一生呢都在喝酒。
And smoked cigarettes almost all his life.
然后一生呢都在抽烟。
So when he came, he was touched by God.
然后他来了这边，他就被神而感动。
Then he wanted to transform his life.
他就想尽办法来改变自己。
So when he went back to Boston,
他回到波士顿。
He stopped doing all those things that he did.
他停止他以前所做的这些事情。
And I really praise and thank God.
我真的是要感谢赞美神。
But at the same time, I also feel very sad.
但是同时我也感觉到非常的沮丧。
Because for all those months that he quit from all those things.
那几个月他想尽办法来戒掉这一切事情的时候，
I was not there to help him to build an altar of the Lord.
我没有在一旁呢，帮他筑了这个神的帮他筑了一座神的坛。
Even though he destroyed the altar of Baal.
即使他把这个巴利的这些坛呢毁坏，
But the altar of the Lord was never erected inside his heart.
但是神的坛却没有在他心中来建造。
So because of this, now slowly he's going back to his old ways.
但是所以因为如此，所以他慢慢又回到他以前的这些坏习惯。
It's not difficult to build an altar of Baal.
因为要建立巴利的这个坛并不是困难的事情。
But it's very difficult to build the altar of the Lord.
但是要筑神的一座坛是非常难的。
And not only that, after he built the altar of the Lord.
不单如基建在这里，当他把神的坛筑起来之
后。And then what, he must burn sacrifice with the wood of the image which you shall cut down.
他必须献燔祭，用他砍下来的木偶做柴。
So in other words, you can see that not only we should get rid of the just cut it down, but we also need to sacrifice all these weaknesses that you and I have to the Lord.
所以当这个巴列坛被拆毁的时候，我们必须把这个柴，就是我们心中的这个弱点，来献给神。
We need to burn it with fire.
我们必须用火来焚烧。
We need to burn it with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须用这个圣灵来焚烧。
And only then all the things thatmake all the materials that we can make to the altar build can be destroyed.
这样我们把所做巴利的这些材料就把它完全的焚烧了。
So Gideon, that's what he did.
所以这是基建所做的。
He destroyed the altar build.
他把这个巴利的这个坛拆毁。
And make an altar of the Lord in his father's house.
然后为神筑了一座坛在他的父亲家。
Then he probably think, oh, if I destroy the altar build, everybody must be very happy.
所以他可能就想说，如果我把这个巴利的坛毁坏了，每个人都非常高兴。
Look at verse 28.
第二十八节。
Judges chapter 6 verse 28.
四世纪第六章第二十八节。
And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, there was the altar of Baal torn down, and the wooden image that was beside it was cut down, and the second bowl was being offered on the altar which he had built was 29.So they said to one another, "Who has done this thing?" And when they had required and asked, they said, "Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing." Verse 30.
30.
Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son, that he may die, because he has torn down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the wooden image that was beside it." So we can see during this time, actually.No, Gideon, he went at night to destroy the altar of Baal.
所以我们知道当天晚上呢，基甸就到这个地方把这个巴列坛拆毁。
But God made known to everyone that he's the one to destroy it.
但是神却让每个人知道基甸所做的。
Why did God allow that to happen?
为什么神让这件事情发生？
Because God wants people to know that Gideon truly a prophet of God.
因为神要这些人百姓知道。基甸是神所拣选的先知。
And he has no favoritism.
他也没有
That he's willing to go and destroy the altar of Baal inside his father's house.
所以就是显明他愿意为了 顺服神，进入他父亲的家，把这个巴列坛给拆了。
But you can see, actually, none of the people were happy.
我们可以看到这些百姓并不喜悦。他们告诉他的父亲
，Your son want to do all these things.
是你儿子做着这一切。
But indirectly, they should be very happy.
反过来，他们其实应该是非常高兴的。
Because this man of God, this man of valor, destroyed the altar, the idols that they've been worshiping.
所以这个神的大能勇士呢，来到这里摧毁了这个巴利的坛，让啊、然后。他建了一个神的坛。
But actually, Gideon knew that's why he went there at night time.
所以，但是基甸知道这些人会不高兴，所以他晚上才去。
Because sometimes when you and I try to do the right thing.
因为很多时候，当你和我要做对的事情
，Not everybody can accept it.
不是每个人可以接受。
Sometimes when people live in darkness.
因为有些人住在这个黑暗当中。
You try to shine the light upon them, they get very angry.
如果你把这个光照在他们身上，他们感觉到非常的生气。
But we must be obedient to God.
但是我们必须要顺服神。
Even though sometimes we want to, you know, get rid of the idols inside our family members and inside our brother and sister's heart, but we have to understand that it's not, you know, don't always feel they can appreciate it.
所以很多时候，当我们尽力的来把这个我们的家人的这个偶像除去，但是我们的家人未必会了解。
But the man of God, we aim to please God, not man.
但是作为神人呢，他的目的是来让神喜悦，不是让人喜悦。
And we aim to do God's will and not man's will.
我们作为神人呢，是要遵从神的旨意，不是人的旨意。
And quite often, man's will always contradicts God's will.
很多时候，人的旨意是跟神的旨意是相反的。
Even though we will be persecuted,
即使我们会受到逼迫
，but it's okay.
但是没关系
，because we do according to God's will.
因为我们是行神所看为对
的事。Then, in fact, look at verse 31.
我们看31节。
But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Would you plead for Baal? Would you save him? Let the one who would plead for him be put to death by mourning. If he is God, let him plead for himself, because his altar has been torn down."
第三十一节，约押斯回答站着攻击他的众人说：“你们是为巴利争论吗？你们要救他吗？谁为他争论，趁早将谁致死？巴利若果是神，有人拆毁他的坛，让他为自己争论吧。
For me, this is a great miracle.
所以对我来说，这是极大的奇迹。
His father was the one who had the altar built inside his house.
他父亲是有这个巴利的坛住在自己的家中。
But now God moved his heart and he completely, you know, changed the way he was.
但是因为神，所以把他的心完全改变了。
Instead of being mad at Gideon,
他与其是对基甸发怒
，He stood up for Gideon.
他为基甸而站起来。
And he said to the man who wanted to kill his son.
然后他对着这些要杀他儿子的人说
，Why would you plead for Bill?
为什么你们为巴利而争论呢
？If Bill was a god, let him plead for himself.
如果巴利是神的话，他早就为自己而争论。
Because his altar, the one is being broken down.
因为是他的坛被毁。
For me, this is such great wisdom.
对我来说，这是非常这显出他的这个智慧。
And why did Joash was able to do that?
为什么约押斯会这样做呢
？Actually, because Gideon.Destroyed the altar of Baal, which is in his house.
因为基甸呢，把这个巴利的这个坛呢，毁坏了。
So that's why for us.
所以对我们来说
，No, when we do things according to God's will.
如果我们做事情是跟着神的这个旨意
，Even though in the beginning maybe a lot of people go against us.
即使开始很多人都是反对我们的做。
But if we truly want to help them, we truly want to encourage them.
但是如果我们是真的很想去鼓励他们的话
，Then God will always be on our side.
神会站在我们这一边。
But of course, we must use love.
当然，我们做这一切必须要有爱。
We must use compassion.
我们必须要有这个爱心。
To help our family members.
来协助我们的家人。
To help our brothers and sisters.
来协助我们的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe in the beginning we will get a lot of resistance, but on the end, God will prevail.
可能开始我们会遇到非常多的阻力，但是最终呢，神会让我们胜过这一切。
Just like Gideon.
就好比基甸。
He was truly the mighty man of God.
他是真正神大伟大的勇士。
Even though he was very wealthy.
即使他是非常富足的。
But he was not afraid to do work.
但是他却不怕来做工来工作。
You can find him trussing wheat in the wine press.
他会在酒渣那里打麦。
Even though he was well to do.
即使他是富足的。
But he was a very humble person.
他是一个非常谦卑的一个人。
Even though he was very capable to do many things.
即使他是非常有能力可以做一切事情。
Even though God gave him the task to go against his father's house.
即使神给他的这个命令就是去 去去毁坏神家里的巴利的坛，但是他非常顺服。
And that's why God can use him.
所以神可以用他。
But God also knows that Gideon only with Gideon he cannot, you know, Gideon cannot just work by himself.
基甸也是知道他自己没有办法自己可以。
He also need coworkers.
他也必须要运用到同工。
And look at verse 34.
我们看三十四节。
Verse 34. But the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, then he blew the trumpet.And the Abiezerites gathered behind him, verse 35. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also gathered behind him. He also sent messengers to Asa, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. You can see here that actually God already prepared the people who are going to follow and help Gideon.
所以我们在这里看到耶和华已经准备这一些跟随基甸的这些人。
But the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon.
所以这里谈到耶和华的灵降在基甸身上。
So when he spoke, when he blew the trumpet.
所以当他讲话的时候，当他吹这个号角。
Then this trumpet blew to unify all the chosen people of God together.
所以这个号角呢，能把这个以色列人。可以聚集在一起。
And then this afternoon we'll study the 300 mighty men of God.
所以今天下午我们会查考这300个勇士。
Because Gideon cannot do everything himself.
因为基甸本身没办法做一切的事情。
Just like you and I.
就好比你和我一样。
Even though we're the mighty men of God.
即使我们是神大能的勇士。
We cannot do everything ourselves.
我们不能每一样事情都可以。
We always need brothers and sisters to help us out.
我们必须需要弟兄姐妹的这帮助。
But every brother and sister need to be the mighty men.
每个弟兄姐妹必须成为神大能的勇士。
Now shall rise and sing one hymn.
我们起立唱诗。
359。
359首。
Hymn 359。
唱诗359首。
We also pray that God can make every one of us become the mighty man of God.
我们求神来帮助我们成为他大能的勇士。
Let's not be afraid to do anything that the church wants us to do.
我们不需要害怕教会分派我们做的一些事情。
And let's live a life of humility.
我们必须过着一个充满谦卑的生活。
And let's be obedient to God to the point of death.
我们应该要顺服神至死。
Because these are the characteristics of the mighty man of God.
因为这一切都是神。神大能勇士的特征。
Now let's come up and pray together. We ask the minister to lay hands on us.
我们现在到前面来祷告，求这些我们请这些长执传道来协助按手。
Please come up and pray together. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh,